Sure is good to be in the Lord's house this evening and thank the Lord for everyone that's come this way tonight. Good to see each one that's here and thank the Lord. Have scripture I'd like to read from the book of 1 John, starting verse 1, chapter 4. Reads this way. Beloved, believe not every spirit, but try the spirits whether they are of God, because many false prophets are gone out into the world. Hereby know ye the Spirit of God. Every spirit that confesseth that Jesus Christ is come in the flesh is of God. That's wonderful. Let's all stand for a moment of prayer as we pray. Precious Heavenly Father, thank you, Lord, that you give us the sweet Holy Spirit, the Spirit of God that speaks to our heart and lets us know where we stand. And God, I remember when it got my attention when I was lost. I remember when it told me how I could get saved and I could have eternal life. And then when I did get saved, how the Spirit just blessed me. And I felt that love and peace and joy down inside and know that I've passed from death unto life. God, I praise you tonight for letting each one be here that's here. Thank you for each one that might be listening on the live stream. God, I pray for this service tonight that you just bless it. Help it to be powerful spiritually. Help it to speak to the hearts of those that are lost. We ask you these things in Jesus' name and amen. Amen. You may be seated.
Page 28.
Always fresh and sane.
Page 243. Page 243.
Keeps me happy in the glory way. Jesus and says it's all in vain to try to live a Christian life and walk in Jesus' name. But then I hear the Master say, I'll lend you a helping hand. And if you'll only trust me, I'll guide you to that land. That's a beautiful verse. I love that so much. Page 242. Page 242.
Evening. This past week, I had the opportunity, with the passing of a friend of mine, to think back on my long journey that I took to get saved and then to join this church. And it actually started, he belonged to Woodlawn Baptist Church, and they were going to remodel, and he thought he could do the wiring. And I stopped by on a Saturday, showed him what he had to do. And to me, when I left there, it was the first time that I can actually say I know that God spoke to me. Because I didn't make it two blocks, and he was saying, turn around. He can't do it. Turn around. And I went back and turned around and spent the next 6 weeks rewiring their sanctuary and all their other rooms and everything. But it was an enlightening one for me because I had never been to a Southern Baptist service. Tina says, you better get ready. How bad can it be? And he started preaching, and I was like, because you have to remember, I came from the Catholic Church where you didn't speak, you didn't do anything. And it was a surprise to me, and I got to thinking then, and I did nothing. So God took me to near death, and the doctors came in and told Tina and I have no reason why you're alive. You should not even be here. God has something that you're supposed to be doing. And that got her and I thinking, and it was not long after that that I started coming to this church and found out this is my home. Because as a Catholic, I used to tell them, I said, look, I make a lousy Catholic. I don't drink. I don't smoke. I hate bingo. And I'm starting to not trust priests. I said, I should have been born a Baptist. Here we are. So, goes in a full circle. So, and if you ask Father David Ross today, he'll say, yep, you say that all the time. That, and I used to tell him I should have been a priest. You work one day a week, get in debt, you move to another town, you know. So, but I'm glad to be here. If everyone would, please stand. Anyone have unspoken prayer requests? How about spoken prayer requests?
Pray for this service tonight. Especially pray for the lost. And let's also pray a special prayer for the youth trip down to Gatlinburg that's coming up this weekend. Just pray that God will give us safe travel, but also that he'll move spiritually and we might have good news to tell from that trip.
That would be great. Keep those prayers coming. And one thing you need to think about is when you were lost before you were saved, how great it felt when you got saved, because I can attest to that. And we need to pray that someone else can have that feeling too. Anyone else? Keep her in your prayers.
Trey has a deacon that has brain cancer, and he's been taking treatments for quite a while. And they got some good, encouraging news this week. Right. So they're very thankful. So continue to pray for him.
Amen.
Anyone else?
Joel Gillette. His dad was Abner Gillette. Away, but he's got lung cancer and degeneration of it, and he's losing his eyesight.
Oh.
And remember him, he's a fine man.
We never know what's in store for us. The whole family in our prayers then. Anyone else?
To remember Daryl Brooks, he's up in Michigan, he's been trying some chemo. And also continue to pray for Kirk, my cousin that's missing.
Remember those prayers. That's true.
I understand it, but...
Carl, if I hadn't been saved when Tina passed, and I know where she's at to this day, I'd still be. And it still hurts. I miss her, and but I know where she is, and I know that I'm going to see her one day.
Yeah.
When, I don't know, but... Billy Ray, would you lead us in prayer, please? I do have a lot of time where I'm sitting alone at the house, just me and the dogs, and dogs don't like to talk to me much, so I have a lot of different thoughts, a lot of different things going on, and I found this little reading, and it says, I love you for who you are, not for what you do. Many voices vie for control of your mind, especially when you sit in silence. You must learn to discern what is my voice and what is not. Ask my spirit to give you this discernment. Many of my children run around in circles trying to obey the various voices directing their lives. This results in fragmented, frustrating patterns of living. Do not fall into this trap. Walk closely with me each moment, listening for my directives and enjoying my companionship. Refuse to let other voices tie you up in knots. My sheep know my voice and follow me wherever I lead. So from this I can say, and from my experience, that every second of every minute of every hour, God is there to help you, to forgive you, and to have you be saved. So don't miss the opportunity. Don't do like I did and wait and wait. Does anyone have a song or testimony? I hate to rush, but I'm not going to sing. I'll turn it. Kenny is a miracle to me, okay? He had serious surgery, neck surgery, and they told him he was going to be down, and he wasn't. Everyone was praying for him, and look at him now, you would think he didn't have anything. He had went in for a hangnail, but he's one of my super people. Anyone else? Turn it over to our pastor. Thank you.
Amen. I sure appreciate being here. I sure appreciate Brother Vince opening up service. Thank the Lord for him. And I appreciate everything that's been said already, and the choir singing, and good to be here tonight. Let me ask again, if somebody's got a song on your heart, and even if you got a testimony, you're welcome to share that. Whatever God's wanting you to do, do that. And I appreciated getting to look at the live stream from Wednesday night. It went real good. I appreciated Brother Lee opening up, and I appreciated Andrew preaching and everything that was done. It was just such a blessing. I thank the Lord. All right, let me give you a little bit more time. If you got something, you're still welcome to do it. Pray for Levi.
As I wake up in the morning, I see I've made it through the night. I listen for my family, sure enough they're all right. As we gather round the table, I bow my head in thankfulness. With tear-filled eyes, my heart cries, still blessed, 'cause there's never a day He doesn't give me all I need. Even when I wake up to a storm, my soul cries peace. Sometimes I try to count them. There's too many, I confess. So with arms upraised, I'll just say, still blessed. Now I don't want to leave my family, and I don't want to leave my friends. Oh, but lately I've grown homesick. How I long to be with Him. Amen. So in the morning, should you find me with my eyes closed in death, oh, what victory, oh, what glory, still blessed. 'Cause there's never a day He doesn't give me all I need. Even when I wake up to a storm, my soul cries peace. Sometimes I try to count them. There's too many, I confess. So with arms upraised, I'll just say, still blessed.
Thank the Lord for that good song. Boy, I appreciate that. Still blessed. No doubt. All right, anybody else got a song or testimony? If not, I want you to pray real hard. I got some scriptures I need to share, and I'll tell you where they're at while I'm putting that on. Look at it. In the book of Zechariah, chapter 3, I'm going to read from there, and then in the book of Revelations, chapter 3, I'll read from there in a little bit. So pray real hard. Probably everybody knows where Zechariah is at, next to the last book in the Old Testament. Zechariah chapter 3, and I'm going to start at verse 1. And he showed me Joshua, the high priest, standing before the angel of the Lord, and Satan standing at his right hand to resist him. And the Lord said unto Satan, the Lord rebuke thee, O Satan, even the Lord that hath chosen Jerusalem rebuke thee. Is not this a brand plucked out of the fire? Now Joshua was clothed with filthy garments and stood before the angel. And he answered and spake unto those that stood before him, saying, take away the filthy garments from him. And unto him he said, behold, I have caused thine iniquity to pass from thee, and I will clothe thee with a change of raiment. And I said, let them set a fair mitre upon his head. So they set a fair mitre upon his head and clothed him with garments, and the angel of the Lord stood by. So appreciate you listening there, and keep listening, keep praying. The third chapter of the book of Revelations, verse 5 and 6. He that overcometh, the same shall be clothed in white raiment, and I will not blot out his name out of the book of life, but I will confess his name before my Father and before his angels. He that hath an ear, let him hear what the Spirit saith unto the churches. So I want you to pray, and if I would use a subject tonight, it'd be a question. What garment does your soul have on? You know, we change clothes, and styles change, and people's ideas change, and we have clothes we like maybe one day outside, on the outside, and maybe down the road we might not like that. We might like something else. But I got a garment on my soul one time that suits me, and it's the best there is. Nothing better than that, and it never changes. But I didn't always have that garment. Back here where we read to you, he talked about the one time in Joshua's life, said he was clothed with filthy garments, but he stood before the angel. And he answered and spake unto those that stood before him, saying, take away the filthy garments from him. And unto him he said, behold, I have caused thine iniquity to pass from thee. I'll clothe thee with a change of raiment. And then we read that to you over there in the book of Revelations, where he was talking about the same shall be clothed in white raiment, he that overcometh. Now, who is he that overcometh? In 1 John, maybe chapter 5, somewhere in there, it says, who is he that overcometh? But he that believeth that Jesus is Christ, he's the Son of God. And so when I was just a 12-year-old boy and I was struggling, and the gospel showed me that I was clothed in the rags. One of the places, I think it's Isaiah 60-some chapter, can't remember exactly, but he said, all of our righteousnesses are as filthy rags. I'm telling you what, one time, according to the gospel, I realized that I was clothed in filthy rags. I realized, Bob, that I was on my way to hell. You don't have to be a bad person. I'd never done anything worth being put in jail. I hadn't done anything, a real horrible crime. People would have probably said I was a good boy. But I was still lost. All have sinned and come short of the glory of God. And so when the angel here began to say, take away the filthy garments from him. Behold, I've caused thy iniquity to pass from thee. I'll clothe thee with a change of raiment. Boy, I'm glad in my heart that I got my new robe on tonight. It clothes my soul. It keeps me warm. It never fails me. It's good. I like that song. It's good in the winter. It's good in the storm. I'm glad what I've got. It's good enough. When I die, it's going to take me to heaven. I'm going to heaven. Well, listen. Sometimes, and I'm not criticizing anybody, don't mean it that way, but sometimes I've heard people testify, say, I can't wait to get to heaven to get my white robe on. I want to preach tonight. I got my white robe on when I was 12 years old. If you want to go to heaven, you got to get your white robe on down here. You got to be clothed with that garment that's been washed in the blood of the Lamb. That's what that white raiment's about.
Let me tell you what else he said here. Need to get a little bit of this. And I said, let them set a fair mitre upon his head. So they set a fair mitre upon his head and clothed him with garments. That mitre, it reminded me back, I think it's in the book of Exodus, when the Lord was telling Moses how to clothe the priests and the high priests back there. He told them about putting the robe on them and told them just how to fix it. But getting to this mitre, this was a headpiece. It was like a crown that fit on the priest's head. And what got my attention when he talks about putting the mitre on his head here, when he's talking about putting the mitre on here in this where I just read to you. Listen, when he was talking back there in the book of Exodus, he said, put that mitre on his head. He said, put a crown, put a piece of gold on that mitre where it says, holiness unto the Lord. And I'm telling you what, I'm glad when the Lord come to me, he made me a priest and a king. I've got a crown on. You can't see it on the outside, but it's on my soul. And it's pure gold. It's put there by the grace of God, by the shed blood of the Lord Jesus Christ. I've got my mitre on. I've got my white robe on. And I've overcome, just like we already preached. I've overcome. Well, let me give you another example. This kind of illustrates it. This kind of puts together what I've been talking about. Most everybody, many, many times, have heard preaching about the so-called prodigal son. Remember the boy that told his father, said, I want what's mine. And he went out to do his own thing. He went in a faraway country and got far away from home. That's what sin will do for you. When I found myself in sin, I found myself far away from home. Well, this boy, he tried to do his own thing down there, but he joined himself to a citizen of that far country. You know what happened? He got out in the field feeding swine. He got feeding the hogs. I'm telling you what, he got in bad shape. If there's one thing that a Jew boy wouldn't have wanted to done, he wouldn't have wanted to have been around the hogs. He was down in the dirt in the field. And the Bible said he fain would have filled his belly with the husk that the swine did eat. What? He's down in a pretty low place thinking about that he liked to have the husk that the swine eat. But then he came to himself. I like that picture. He came to himself. It's kind of like walking up in the front of a mirror and seeing what, how you look, what's going on. I'm telling you, the gospel's like that. It'll give you a picture of who you are and what's going on. But when he came to himself, he said, my father has servants, a hired servant that has bread enough and to spare. Hey, there's plenty in the Father's house. And here I am out in the pig pen about to starve to death. But he purposed in his heart. He said, I'll go to my Father and I'll say to him, Father, I've sinned against you and against heaven. I'm not worthy to be your son. Just make me as one of your hired servants. But boy, I like the story, don't you? When he was coming a long ways from down the road, he was coming up through there. The Father seen him coming. I'm telling you, God knows where you're at tonight. If you purpose to come to him, he'll see you coming. And he'll do you like he did this boy when he saw his son coming that had been away from home down in the pig pen. The father went out and met him and he hugged him and he kissed him. He welcomed the boy home. And the boy did like he said he was. He was repenting. We need to repent when we come to God. What's that mean? That means we've been sorry for where we've been and what we've done, turning away from sin. But the boy said to him, just like he'd purposed, Father, I'm not worthy to be called your son anymore. Just make me a hired servant. I've sinned against you and against heaven. Well, I'll tell you what. The father, he didn't even take any thing about that at all. He didn't tarry there a bit. Here's what he said. He said to his servant, get the best robe and bring and put on this boy. I'd like for you to picture me, if you will. Picture how he might have looked down in the pig pen with the slop on him. Picture how he might have looked dirty and smelly and stinky. Picture that on the one hand. Then picture when he was on the other hand, when they brought the white robe, the best robe, and put on him. Talk about being different. I'm telling you, God will make you different. You might be a nice person right now, but if you get saved, it'll do something for you. You can't even imagine. We've got a big God. He's powerful. He'll clean you up tonight. So think about this. Just like the prodigal son, he was down there. He come home. He come out of the pig pen. Come out of the dirt and the mire down there, and he come home. He become one of the sons of his father. He come back to his spot. I tell you, everybody's got a spot in the family of God. If you'll come and claim it, Jesus died for everybody. That's probably enough preaching. Think about what your soul's going to get you a song. Everybody stand. Think about this tonight. If you're here and if you're lost, your soul is clothed in dirty garments. But I'm telling you what, you don't have to stay that way. I'm glad tonight, Lee, I'm glad that God gives us what we need when we need it. He's got something for everybody tonight. And I expect there's somebody here tonight that needs Jesus. Why do you think that, preacher? Well, God gave me this message to preach. God knows. I can't see anybody's heart. But let me tell you what. You don't have to be ashamed to come to Jesus. You can come just like you are, and God will clean you up and put a white robe that's washed in the blood of the Lamb. He'll put it on you and take you to heaven. Would you come tonight and sing when you're ready? Somebody needs to come. Would you come tonight? Please come. I believe somebody needs to come. And maybe... maybe somebody's here. Maybe somebody's here that needs to rededicate your life. Maybe somebody here has been saved and needs to come home and get straightened up, get in. He's calling today. Well, I like that song. Calling today. Calling today. Would you? Will anybody here come? Listen, feel free to come. Don't let anything hold you back. Come right now. Come on right now. Obey the Lord. Somebody surely needs to come. Would you come right now? Come right here while the Lord's calling. Come right here. He's calling today. He's calling today. He's calling right now. Please obey the Lord. Well, I can feel the Lord. I'm glad He's here. I'm glad I can feel Him. I'm glad I've got that peace in my soul. I'm glad God clothed me with garments that's fit to go to heaven. He put a white robe on me. I'm on the way to heaven. Not because I've done anything good, because I haven't. But God did something good for me. He gave His Son to die on the cross. And when I believe that from my heart, He gave me salvation by grace through faith. I'm on the way to heaven. Please come. Please come right now. Obey the Lord. Obey the Lord. Please come. Come on, right now, right here. Obey the Lord. Obey the Lord. Obey the Lord. Come on. Appreciate that good singing, you praying. I want to pause for just a little bit with heads bowed and eyes closed. I'd like to talk to you like this, not trying to trick anybody or put anybody on the spot, not going to embarrass anybody, not going to point you out or anything like that. But let me just talk to you between me and you, person to person. You know, I preached about having on the white robe, getting rid of that old dirty garment. I remember when God reached me with the gospel and I felt all dirty inside. I wonder if there's anyone in the house that would just be willing to admit, I need to get saved. I need to get that white robe. If there's anybody in the house that's in that shape, would you just raise your hand so I can see it? Everybody's got their heads bowed and eyes closed. Well, I appreciate that hand. Thank you for that hand raising that. That's so honest and touched my heart. I felt the Lord when you raised your hand. Touched my heart very deeply. Would there be another one that just raised your hand saying, I need to get saved. I need the Lord. Well, let me ask this again on this side. Is there anybody in the house that's been saved but you know you're not in fellowship with God like you should be, not where you need to be living for Him? Would you raise your hand saying, oh, I appreciate that hand. Thank you for that hand. It was raised. Would there be anybody else? Raise your hand. It's not where you need to be with the Lord. Okay, raise your heads, open your eyes, and wait just a minute, and we'll say a few more things, and then we're going to sing again. Oh, I appreciate you being so honest and straightforward. And anytime we do anything, we have to take a step in that direction. Just
raising your hand and admitting I'm lost and I need to get saved. That's a big step in the right direction. I appreciate you doing that. And you that raised your hand and said you're not living for the Lord like you should, I appreciate you. That's a step in the right direction. In just a minute, I'm going to ask them to sing again. I want you to take one more step. I want you to step out from wherever the chat. You've already acknowledged and admitted you need to get saved. Listen, don't be ashamed to come to the altar. I'm going to ask you when we sing this next song, I'm going to ask you to step out from wherever you're at. Come down. We'll gather around you and we'll pray with you. And God's able to save your soul tonight. And you can leave here a brand new person, clothed in white raiments. It's washed in the blood of the Lamb. Sing when you're ready. And I ask you to come. And I believe God's asking you to come. Would you come right now? Would you please come? Please obey the Lord. I'm just stepping down a little closer to you. I'm not coming to anybody, but I'm just coming down a little bit closer. And I'd like to ask you to come and meet me here in the aisle. And let's go to the altar together. I'd like to walk with you to the altar. And I'd like to pray with you. I'd like to pray for you. Would you just be willing to come? Just come on. Not trying to judge you. You know what? We're not here to judge anybody. Not interested in any sin you've ever committed. We've all sinned. All sin comes short of the glory of God. But I'm telling you what, God can clean that up. He can wash that up. He gave his son to die on the cross and raised him from the dead. And Jesus is alive. He's at the right hand of the Father right now. And I believe he's asking someone to come. Someone to come. If you're here and you're not where you need to be with God, come and let's pray. Come on and let's pray. Let's obey the Lord. Come on. Please come. We'll not. You don't have to make a speech. Not at all. But take it one step at a time. If you're here and you realize you're lost and need to get saved, I just want to beg you, plead with you. Please come. Let's pray about this. You can get it fixed. You can get it taken care of. There is nothing that God can't fix. There is nothing that God can't do. Please obey the Lord. Please obey the Lord. Let's pray with this young man. He's coming to pray. Come pray with him. Come pray with him tonight. Please obey the Lord. While the church is praying, while they're singing, and while God's still calling, and it's still on my heart to invite you to come. Boy, I appreciate that one moving. I really appreciate it. Touch my heart. At the same time, I have a strong feeling that somebody else needs to come. And I'd like to invite you, and I believe God's inviting you. I'd like to invite you to come right now. I'm going to go back up here and pray. But I'd encourage you to please come.
like what you feel like.
I just need to get back with the Lord, and when I leave this place, I know where I'm going.
Bless your heart. Thank the Lord. Isn't that wonderful? In regards to what age we are, for the sake of the grace of God, we need to be following the Lord. And, you know, if we get out of the place that we need to be, God will call us back. And if we come, he'll bless us. So thank the Lord. Okay, if we shake hands with you? All right, let's sing another song, shake hands with him. And listen, while we shake hands with him, I still believe that there's some folks that need to come. And I say this all the time, you know, it's true. I can't see your heart, can't read your mind. But I know what God's telling me to say and what he's asking me to ask you. And it causes me to believe that God's dealing with somebody's heart. And so while we sing, while we shake hands, please come. Thank you.
me. Love can lift you like nothing else can. Thank the Lord. Appreciate this sweet move and enjoyed shaking hands with them. Anybody else got anything on your heart? Something to say or do before we... I got some announcements to make. Got three things I want to tell you, but not in a big hurry. All right, one thing. At least one or two of the people that's gotten saved recently and wants to get baptized would like to get baptized 2 weeks, week after Sunday. It'll be the 17th, I'll just put it that way. It'll be a week from Sunday, on Sunday morning. And so there's some others that I hope can get in that Sunday. But if they can't, well, we'll just set up another time whenever it works for them. But pray for that baptism or baptisms, whichever it may be. You've probably noticed that I have. Thank the Lord, when we have a baptizing, there are usually people that come to see that don't normally come. And oftentimes, God speaks to their heart. And so pray for that baptizing. And I need to see the deacons for a few minutes, a couple minutes after church. That was the second one. The third one is, Billy Ray and I had a good visit with Denny and Bonnie Hunter today. Just had a good, enjoyable visit with them. And I was explaining to them that about the young people that were going to go to Gatlinburg this coming weekend and talking about that. And Sister Bonnie said, wait just a minute. I'll be right back. When she left the room, she came back. She gave me a $100 bill. And she said, I want you to give this to the young people to help them maybe buy gas going down, coming back for the van, whatever. She said, I just feel like giving that to the youth group. And so I told that to tell this. I thought, well, you know, maybe somebody else wants to give them a little extra. We could put a plate out tonight. And anybody, as you're leaving, if you want to give them a dollar, do that. If you don't, well, you don't have to. But I thought Bonnie kind of inspired me by giving me that. They've got that if nobody else gives anything else, which don't matter. I mean, get by anyway. But anyway, we so hope to have a plate put out back there. And if you want to give something to that effort, feel free to do that. And anything, any other announcements or words or anything? Okay, remember that. Yeah, fifth Saturday meeting. And you told me that's at Samaria at 5 o'clock. Fifth Saturday of the month at Samaria, fifth Saturday association meeting. And, you know, that's a worship service and a business meeting. So everybody pray about that and try to be that if you can. It's for everybody. Everybody's welcome. Okay. Anything else? Anything else? If not, I'll ask everybody to see to stand. And see here. Hi, Brother Mike. Pray dismissal.
Our dear kind Heavenly Father, we come to you, Lord, just thank you for all you do for us, Lord. We thank you for this service, Lord. We thank you for the one that came up. Lord, we just ask you, Lord, that you would be with the youth group this weekend, Lord, that you would just bless them and use them, Lord, and go be with them, Lord, and give them a safe journey, Lord. Now go with us to our respective homes, Lord, and lead, guide, and direct us in all these things. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.